This is the Parallax for Tuesday, April 28, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with breaking news from federal court. Cole Tomas Allen, a 31-year-old from Torrance, California, has been charged with three federal crimes, including attempting to assassinate President Trump following Saturday night's shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner at the Washington Hilton. According to FBI affidavits unsealed Monday, Allen sent an email to family members stating he was no longer willing to allow what he called a pedophile, rapist, and traitor to go unpunished. He also wrote that he wanted to kill as many high-level officials as possible. Conviction on the attempted assassination charge alone could result in life in prison, and prosecutors have indicated additional charges may follow as the investigation develops. How this story is being framed tells us something about where the political conversation is heading. NPR and the BBC focus on the factual details, Allen's court appearance and the scope of federal charges. But The Guardian emphasizes Allen's stated motive from the unsealed affidavit, while the BBC notes this incident has generated a familiar cycle of political violence discussion, this time in overdrive. On the right, The Daily Wire and Fox News cite White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt, who attributed the shooting to the Democratic Party's systemic demonization and what she called a crazed rhetoric and left-wing cult of hatred. Meanwhile, Axios reports the shooting has done little to bridge the gap between parties on Department of Homeland Security funding, and Fox News separately reports Republicans are rushing to approve a White House ballroom project, arguing the incident highlights the need for more secure presidential event venues. Turning to the map wars reshaping American politics. On Monday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis unveiled a proposed congressional map that could net Republicans up to four additional U.S. House seats, with a special legislative session called for Tuesday. The same day, the U.S. Supreme Court's 6-3 conservative majority formally reinstated a redrawn Texas electoral map designed to add more Republicans to the House, overturning a lower court block. Virginia's Supreme Court separately heard arguments on a Republican challenge to a redistricting referendum narrowly approved by voters last week that could benefit Democrats. The Guardian and Axios both report on DeSantis's proposal and note that Florida's constitution explicitly bans intentionally drawing maps to benefit either party. Axios notes DeSantis's office came remarkably close to admitting the intent to create Republican seats. The Washington Examiner frames Virginia's referendum outcome differently, calling it a strikingly narrow victory for Democrats, opposed by nearly 49% of voters after what it describes as a lavishly funded campaign. This is the final stretch of a nationwide mid-decade redistricting battle, according to the Daily Wire, with major developments unfolding simultaneously across three pivotal states. In related news, a late-night television moment has exploded into a White House confrontation. Days before the WHCD shooting, Jimmy Kimmel aired a parody segment in which he described Melania Trump as glowing like an expectant widow. On Monday, Melania Trump posted on X, accusing Kimmel of hateful and violent rhetoric. President Trump called on ABC to fire Kimmel, calling the remark a despicable call to violence. When asked about it Monday night, Kimmel declined to apologize and repeated the joke on his program. The White House press secretary separately denounced Kimmel from the podium. The coverage here splits along predictable lines. The Guardian reports that Kimmel refused to apologize and notes that fans and Hollywood residents are pushing back against the firing demand. The Daily Wire frames it differently, reporting Trump's call for firing as a response to what it describes as a despicable call to violence, linking the joke directly to the shooting. Mother Jones covers it as the latest in a series of efforts to get Kimmel removed from the air. Now to the international crisis consuming diplomatic attention. The U.S.-Iran conflict has now entered its 60th day. Monday, President Trump convened his national security team to review an Iranian proposal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz in exchange for deferring nuclear talks. A U.S. official told reporters Trump doesn't love the proposal. Brent crude has climbed above $111 a barrel as the standoff continues. The UN Secretary General warned the Hormuz closure risks triggering a global food emergency. That's the Parallax for Tuesday, April 28th. Thanks for listening.